my knee.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
You are now listening to the J-Dub 561 Show. J-Dub 561 Show. The J-Dub 561 Show. Playing the hottest Christian hip-hop, pop, and rock in the universe.
Here we go!
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy J-Dub 561, and you are listening to the J-Dub 561 Show. We are so glad you're here today. We have an amazing show lined up for you, some great music, but we also have a very special guest in the house today. We got Pastor Andrew F. Carter. It's amazing. Pastor Carter, how are you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here, Pastor Andrew Carter. Will you kick off the show for us?
Most definitely. You know who it is. Andrew F. Carter coming at you, and you're listening to the J-Dub 561 Show on 89.9 FM WCNO. Keep that thing locked.
I don't want to tie, I need to win it every time. They want to connect, bet I know the reason why. Yeah. I lost a couple friends, we gon' celebrate their lives.
Yeah.
Every time, yeah, every time. If we pop up in your city, we gon' shut it down. Hey. I gotta rep the squad, even if I'm out of town. My circle extra small, yeah, we don't play around.
No.
You know how we do it every time. Every time, yeah,
we are not the same as a disconnect.
These rappers buying chains with chains around their neck.
Whoa.
I do it for the people who got nothing left. And if I did it for the money, I would probably quit. That's real though. Lately I've been feeling insecure. I wanna make the music people can't ignore. And talking to God's feeling more like a chore. I can't go back to the way things were before. Feel like I'm stuck here, running out of luck here. Success equals love here, but that don't mean too much, yeah. Find a piece inside of me, self-fulfilling prophecy until they see the God in me. Every time, I don't want to tie, I need to win it every time. They want to connect, bet I know the reason why.
Yeah.
I lost a couple friends, we gon' celebrate their lives.
Yeah.
Every time, yeah, every time. If we pop up in your city, we gon' shut it down. Gotta rep the squad, even if I'm out of town. My circle extra small, yeah, we don't play around. You know how we do it every time. Every time, yeah, every time.
I think about my childhood, it starts up in 89. Nickelodeon watching Double Dead with the slime. Time was so much simpler, wishing I could go back. But the future's now upon us, adapt, you could get left back. And who do we make music for? All of y'all for sure. If you're listening to this song, that means we bout to tour. That means merch about to be so proper. Rappers falling for these cheapo offers, that's beyond me. It's obvious we've been working. About the monkey wrench the game again on purpose. Boys are back in town just in time for service. I wake up every morning knowing I don't deserve this. I'm living out my dreams like I always knew.
I know it.
All these arenas, I hope we hit Barclays soon.
Brooklyn.
Or Madison Square. You know when calling we there. Be aware every time.
I don't wanna tie, I need to win it every time. They wanna connect, bet I know the reason why.
Yeah.
I lost a couple friends, we gon' celebrate their lives.
Yeah.
Every time, yeah, every time. If we pop up in your city, we gon' shut it down. I gotta rep the squad, even if I'm out of town. My circle extra small, yeah, we don't play around. You know how we do it every time.
Time. Every time. Every time. You know how we do it every time.
Here I am sitting again on the floor of the space in my basement. Under my breath I'm reciting the prayer. I keep on praying. Deja vu, me and you, yeah. On my knees, yeah, it's true. Got
Why can't you see in the middle of me, in between I am breaking? How can I get you to change your mind? That's all I'm saying. Deja vu, begging you. Yeah. I forget sometimes. You say yes, you say no. For my best, God, you'd know better than me. Better than me. Learning you do what's best for me. With every answer given, deja vu, it's what you do. Yeah. You're showing me in time. You'd say yes, you'd say no. For my best, God, you'd know better than me. Better than me.
Hey, that was Every Time, followed by David Dunn, Yes and No. You're listening to the J-Dub 561 Show on 89.9 WCNO. Keep it locked.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah.
Because of God, I am ultra bright. Every single problem's out of sight.
Cause they ride to the end. Ay, why you getting close when we're no longer friends? Ay, you claim to be real, but you only pretend. Ay, I told you I don't wanna hear about this again. Ay, it's time to go. I hit the road, vibing the truth be told. Take it away, we talk about it. Feel like I'm losing control. I'm in your hands, living your plans that you set for me. Yeah. And I believe you will never leave.
I believe you will never leave.
I believe you will never leave.
Yeah.
Because of God, I am ultra bright. Every single problem's out of sight.
I got a message to send. He will prepare my steps. His legacy I'll defend. I'm just another man surviving the lines. Then yeah.
Here we go, not again. It's tearing on my soul with the suffering. No one else can heal my scars because of God, I'm never falling apart.
Oh.
Because of God, I am ultra bright.
sight. All my brothers feeling ultra light. Yeah, got me really thinking out of mind.
Out of mind, out of mind, yeah.
Going on, it's your boy J-Dub561. You are listening to the J-Dub561 show on 89.9 WCNO. That was Avalanche, preceded by Ultra Bright by Ty Cole and Avalanche by Manifest. We are so excited today to be on the show and have you guys listening to us right now. I have a very, very special guest in the building. But before I get to that, we are a listener supported show. And you know, I'm so thankful for all of our sponsors out there. And this week, our sponsor is actually a monthly sponsor. It's our Community Table Ministries. Our Community Table Ministries feeds here in Martin County 1,000 people plus every week. They have served up to 28,000 meals so far in this community, and they have 7 stations around Martin County where they do it. It's an amazing event. If you've never been to our Community Table Ministries, look them up online, ourcommunitytableministries.org, and get involved, because it is amazing. The energy is so amazing. But just blessing people with food, and honestly, just to see how they do this whole thing blows your mind. It's an assembly line that is just amazing, and the food is great. I want to eat the food every time I'm there. So shout out and thank you to our Community Table Ministries for sponsoring today's show. We're so grateful for that. If you would like to be a sponsor, there's three easy ways you can do that. You can text to give by texting the word WCNO to the number 24365. That is WCNO to the number 24365, or you can give online at the website WCNO.com. And finally, if you want to, you can always mail in a check to WCNO. And just make sure, whether it's a check, whether you give online or you text to give, that you make sure that you note that it's for the J-Dub 561 show. If you don't put that note in there, the money goes to a general fund. I don't get the money. The show doesn't get funded. I get off the air, and then my wife is just, you know, all over me. I'm just joking. Just joking. I love my wife. But seriously, make sure you make that note in there that it's for the J-Dub 561 show, and I really appreciate that. $200 actually pays for an entire show, but we appreciate any amount of support. If you need to contact me for any reason, my email address is bookjdub561@gmail.com. That's bookjdub561@gmail.com. Or you can always send me a DM on Instagram, and my Instagram is jdub561, and I appreciate it. I also send out a list of every song we play here every week on my newsletter, and you can sign up for that on at my website, www.jdub561music. That's jdub561music.com. So thank you for that. Thank you to all the sponsors, and thank you for our Community Table for sponsoring today's show. Hey, speaking about today's show, people, we got Andrew Carter in the building. Woo-wee! Pastor Andrew, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
Thank you so much for being on the show today, Pastor. And you have such an amazing story. I can't wait for people to hear it. But just before I get into some details, why don't you go ahead and just introduce yourself to the audience, Pastor?
Yeah, Andrew F. Carter, pastor, influencer, author, I'm a t-shirt company owner. I'm a man of many hats.
He is a man of many hats. He just named a few of them: pastor, husband, father, fitness enthusiast. right? Come on. Before the show, you were just pumping some iron, right?
That's right. Yeah, I'm getting my morning workout in.
What's today? Was it chest, legs? What was today?
Gosh, you got me. I'm embarrassed. It was chest day.
Woohoo! You got me. Pushing it. Well, Pastor Andrew Carter is a major social media influencer. He's got over 4,000 followers on YouTube, over 251,000 followers on Instagram, and people, over 830,000 followers on TikTok. It's over a million. It's 1,084,000 people that Pastor Andrew is ministering to on a regular basis. And I'm telling you, this guy ministers like every day. It's nonstop with the content that he produces. And I've heard a little bit about your story, Pastor, and I know it didn't start out like that with a major platform. And I know that you didn't set out to be this social media minister, social media evangelist. Can you just tell our audience a little bit about your story and about how the whole TikTok thing came about?
Yeah, most definitely. So, I mean, I didn't grow up in church. That was never my, that was never my goal, my mission, or what I wanted to do with my life. I completely grew up in a broken home where there was drug addiction. There was prostitution. There was drug selling. Like, there was, I grew up in a wild, wild, family and home. And spent a little bit of time in foster care growing up. Was kind of tossed around from home to home, lived with different family members throughout my life. But when I was 17, I gave my life to Christ. First time I had really heard about Jesus and had, had an opportunity to hear about sin and repentance and salvation. First time I heard the true message of the gospel. And, didn't change my life. I still lived in sin as far as, I still partied, I still drank. But there was this switch that was kind of flipped where now I could feel the consequences for my actions. Before, I could do all of those things and there was no consciousness to what sin was. Mm-hmm. But now that I accepted Christ, there was. When I was 23, I got into a church, and this church was known for, you know, having a prophetic word. It was Pentecostal, Holy Ghost filled. And during a revival, I was called up front, and an evangelist prophesied over my life and said that I would speak to millions of people about Jesus and that I had words of gold. And this was back when, you know, I had 15 followers on MySpace.
Shout out to MySpace.
You know what I mean?
Tom,
yeah,
right?
Shout out to MySpace. This was a long time ago. And so I thought the guy was crazy. I thought that he was off his rocker. So I left the church. I thought that he had the wrong guy. I was like, a million people.
Wow.
I don't want to preach. I don't want to be in ministry. I don't have words of gold. I'm out of here.
Mm.
So I left. Fast forward about, 10 years or so. During that 10 years, I went to school, got a couple college degrees, played basketball in college, opened a gym, opened a fitness facility. And, according to the eyes of man, I started to succeed. I started to do well. Especially for a kid who came from foster care and had come from where I had come from. I was doing good. But behind the scenes, I was empty. I didn't have Christ in my life. I walked mm-hmm. away from the church.
Mm-hmm.
I was addicted to drugs and alcohol still. I was in an abusive relationship. Like, behind the scenes, I was masking everything.
Mm-hmm.
I was far away. So, yeah, J-Dub, my actions led me to prison after about 10 years. And I spent 18 months in prison. And during that time, I was not happy. I wasn't pursuing God. I wasn't. I was angry. I was so mad that I had worked hard to achieve all of these things, and it was all stripped away. And by my own actions, but
mm-hmm.
I was upset with God. When I came home from prison, I started working on rebuilding my life and getting things back together. But I was empty, and I knew in my soul that what I needed was Christ. I had experienced it at one time. And so I came back. I was kind of that prodigal son. On my journey back to the cross and kind of working out my salvation, my kids told me to download TikTok. It was this cool new thing that all the kids were doing. And so we did, and we started doing some dances and just kind of recording, you know, our life and the things that we were doing. And I decided to share my testimony on one of the TikToks. And during the TikTok, all I did is point at four boxes. And it said, things God has taken me through. I didn't say a word in this video. And I said, prison, foster care, divorce, and everything else. And then I posted it. Well, the next morning, I went to bed with 250 followers, again, close friends and family members, people who I knew. And the next morning, I had over 15,000 followers.
Wow. That's crazy, man.
At that moment, yeah, man. At that moment, the Holy Spirit got a hold of me.
Mm.
And I felt just this presence of, like, this is what was spoke over you over 15 years ago, over 10 years ago, right? 10 to 15 years ago. This is exactly what he was talking about. You will speak to millions of people. You do have words of gold, and you are called to ministry. And so that was what kind of kicked off this digital missionary mm-hmm. lifestyle of evangelism and being a pastor.
Wow, that's amazing, man. And so, you know, every day, I'm sure you're getting testimonies from people that are being blessed by your ministry and by the communication that you're sending out there. At any point in time, you know, when you're doing this, what are some of the testimonies that you're hearing from the people that are receiving this?
Oh, man, I'm sending out salvation prayers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm getting people saved. There's daily people who are, I'm walking people off the edge of suicide in some of the messages.
Wow.
You know, there's people who are struggling with addictions, drugs, pornography, divorce, like, I mean, life.
Yeah, man.
People who are struggling with life. And daily, you know, we're talking people off the ledge. We're getting people locked into churches or groups or the resources that they need. You know, it's a daily grind, and it's gratifying knowing that we're doing the Lord's work in a space that desperately needs the light.
Oh my gosh. It's so amazing. A few weeks ago, I had an actress here on the show, Christian, and she was saying that one of the things that, you know, brought her to the Lord, brought her back to the Lord, or really kind of sparked her faith, was posts that she saw on TikTok. I mean,
yeah.
And you know, I had reached out to you way back when I first got this opportunity to do the radio show, but you know, it just hit me when she was in the studio, like, wow, what a medium that, you know, for, you know, for the most part, you got the funny dog videos and you got all the absolute, you know, crazinesses on there. But man, what an ability to impact people. And here was a girl in my studio that was impacted by just the very thing that you're doing. And what would you say to somebody that's out there that wants to, that maybe is feeling like, hey, I should use this medium to minister, to share the gospel? What would you say to that person?
To go for it. To be obedient to that calling, you know. It's a space, and there's a lot of criticism from people, you know, who are on the sidelines watching.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very real necessity. Like, if we want to reach our youth,
come on,
our future
come
leaders,
on.
We have to meet them where they're at.
Woo!
And you know, unfortunately, right?
Come on, I get excited, Andrew. Sorry, come on.
No, you're good. They're on social media.
Yeah.
You know, kids are spending more and more time on
mm-hmm.
social media and in these spaces. And so, I mean, if we continue to try to reach them the way that we used to, right, it hasn't been very effective. And so we need to humble ourselves, and we need to put ourselves in those spaces. We need to meet them where they're at.
That's good.
And where they're at is social media. And so, you know, is it ideal? No. I wish that I could, you know, do a newspaper ad, or I could do, you know, the old ways of advertisement, go door to door. But a lot of times that's not working. We have to meet them in those spaces, and we have to infiltrate the enemy's doing it. Right? There's sex.
100%.
There's all of this lawlessness and craziness, and he's meeting them right where
come
they're
on. Come on.
So we need
come
to,
on, people.
We need to do this.
Woo-wee! Pastor Andrew Carter, right. Bringing it. This is the message that I'm saying all the time. Look, the enemy is coming 300%, baby. And what do? We dip our tippy toes? I mean, and we shun these mediums that is impacting our youth and our next generations? Come on, man. No, we got to be warriors. We got to get in the fight. We got to bring a radio show that brings the hip-hop, pop, and the rock. We got to get on the social media, speak the word of God, and let the Holy Spirit do his thing. I'm sorry, bro. I'm just agreeing with you right now.
Come on,
man.
And that's it.
Yeah, bro.
And that's it.
That's what's up, man. Well, yo, we got to get into some more music here, but before I do, there's just one more thing, and I actually said this, I'm kind of repeating myself, and I'll probably get in trouble by my wife when I get home, but for the guy or the young lady out there, the young man and young woman out there that's like feeling this calling to minister on social media, but they got a little bit of fear of them about that backlash, because I bet you've received more than one or two DMs that haven't been nice, yes?
Oh, yeah, come on.
What would you say to that young person, or that maybe not even a young person, that wants to minister via social media, but they're afraid of the backlash and the hate that they may and will get? What would you say to them, Andrew?
The hate and the backlash means that you're doing it right.
Woo!
You have to look at Jesus in his life.
Come on, right? Man.
Nobody,
come on.
Jesus was right. Yeah, come on. Jesus was hated for preaching the truth.
Yes.
Right? And then he called us to do the exact same, to stand on our foundation, to preach the truth. And, you know, we're going to be persecuted. We're going to be looked down upon. We're going to be,
come on.
There's going to be backlash. And that means you're in the right space at the right time. So I would just say embrace it.
Yeah, that's good, baby. Embrace it. Go with it. Woo! Well, we're going to get into this. We're going to give glory to God with this next song by What Up RG and Gavi called Glory. Let's go.
Yo. Whoa, 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 holy, yes, whoa, pull up on 10 with ease, know what it meant to be, money don't grow on trees, sun got a hands on me, gloria, gloria, Dios, gloria, gloria, Dios, gloria, gloria, Dios, gloria, gloria, Dios, I been in my A, promise I'm on my way, ain't no time to waste, till daddy back and stays, grandma got her V, she about to take a plane. Shout out to Elise, yeah, her son about to take the game. Ain't no worries, ain't no hurry. I buy really fighting for me. No side, no me, that's lil' holy. I'm on 10 with all my woadies. I been good, I'm okay. Dodging bull like a lay. This my year, this my day. Oh, dance, I just, I'm on a whole nother level. I'm dodging the devil. They hitting my line and I block. Finally better, they watching novellas. But I need the drama to stop. This that gleam, this that super speed. Skrrt, skrrt on the beat. This that beam, this that 116. You can't touch the team. Pull up on
on 10 with ease. Know what it meant to be. Money don't grow on trees. Son got the hands on me. Gloria, gloria, Dios. Gloria, gloria, Dios. Gloria, gloria, Dios. Gloria, gloria, Dios.
Whoa, whoa. 2 feet early up. I remember screaming that off the top in the south. Flow it up, Gloria, yeah. Whoa, every night and every day. Youngin' with the Royal Range. Boy Scout had them toys out from the AG on the day. Whoa, missionary minded, ain't no way around it. Got the unashamed about it. Timmy told me, go, I got it. Yeah, thank you, rain my soul days. Thank you, mama, you prayed. I never forgot how you won't stop Miami Day. Pull up to the studio, running like Rufio. This ain't even finished, bro. But I got my own studio. What?
Pull up on 10 with ease. Know what it meant to be. Money don't grow on trees. So I got the hands on me. Gloria, gloria, Dios. Gloria, gloria, Dios. Gloria, gloria, Dios. Gloria, gloria, Dios. Whoa.
The feeling I shouldn't feel this way inside, all tangled up without any reason. This heart that's in my chest, it don't match up what's in my head. I'm scared, I'm trying to do this without you. You're the God that calms my fear. You're the God that draws me near. You're the God of always. And I know you're there for me always. I know you care for me always. Forever my remedy and my strength. Every day, every day. I know you're here with me always. I know you're hearing me when I pray. Forever my remedy and my strength. Every day, you're the God of always. Constant in all of your ways, yeah, I can't explain it. You're the God that calms my fear. You're the God that draws me near. You're the God of always. And I know you're there for me always. I know you care for me always. Forever my remedy and my strength. Every day, every day. I know you're here with me always. I know you're hearing me when I pray. Forever my remedy and my strength.
Your name. You've been so good.
I
can't contain it, no. You supply all of my needs, and I'm grateful that you keep me in perfect peace. Never will I let a rock cry out for me. You loose the chains, broke the bond, and ain't bound no more. You set me free. Anybody know God is a good guy? If you know that God's been a good guy, lift your hands since God's been a good guy. Give praise since God is a good guy. Got it so good with a bandit. Could've been dead, man, that's fact. Gave my life, no take back. God on my side, I never left. Got it so good with a bandit. Could've been dead, man, that's fact. Gave my life, no take back.
I wouldn't even be right where I'm at. He pulled me out the trenches, I ain't going back. Even 2020 couldn't even hold me back. Hitting licks, blessed coming back to back, yo. Stay shining like my name was Quavo Hunto. Bought a house, yeah, I'ma brag on it. Cause I couldn't have did it without God's name on it. I'm feeling real good, I'm shouting his name. I gotta give thanks, I'm giving him praise. Ain't nobody finna shut me down. Broke them chains and I'm no longer bound. Oh yes, my God is a good God. Can't nobody ever compromise me. If you won't smoke, then you better come with it. Got God on my side, we stay winning.
Never will I let a rock cry out for me. You loose the chains, broke the bond, and ain't bound no more. You set me free. Anybody know God is a good guy? If you know that God's been a good guy, lift your hands since God's been a good guy. Give praise since God is a good guy. Got it so good with a bandit. Could've been dead, man, that's fact. Gave my life, no take back. God on my side, I'll never lie. Got it so good with a bandit. Could've been dead, man, that's fact. Gave my life, no take back.
That was Good by Chris Graham and Jay Tor. Before that, we had God of Always by Hillary Jane. And before that was Glory by What Up RG. My name is J-Dub561. You are listening to the J-Dub561 show. And with me today on the phone, we have Pastor Andrew F. Carter. But before we do that, I just want to highlight Chris Graham. He is our Indie Artist Spotlight this week. This guy's song is amazing. You just heard it. It's called Good. I've been jamming to the song since I heard it. I've been jamming to the song for like 2 weeks now. I've been itching to play it on the show. So, guys, I would love for you to go and just follow Chris Graham. I'd love for you to go download this song on iTunes. Make this man some money. Come on, somebody. Give him your dollar or whatever it is to buy the song. But it's an amazing song. He has a great heart. Again, his name is Chris Graham. Look him up on Instagram, Facebook, or wherever at, iTunes, Spotify. The song is good. And it's just the song. First of all, the song is good, but it's also called Good. So check that out. Shout out to Chris Graham. We appreciate what you're doing. And on the line, oh, wait a minute. Let me give Chris Graham a round of applause. That's for you, Chris. Keep up the good work. All right. On the phone, we got Pastor Andrew Carter. We were talking. We're getting into it before the songs here. His testimony, man, he just came from really just a background. His family, just drugs and prostitution and stuff that a lot of us, don't even understand. But God brought him out of all that. Pastor Andrew, if somebody's out there listening right now and they're like, you know, God can't change me. God can't. I'm too far gone. I'm too far bad. What would you say to that person, Pastor?
I tell them God can and God will. Mm-hmm. God can and God will. There's nothing too far away from his heart. Like, he can save the absolute worst. You have to look at the Bible and realize the people who he changed and he used. He used murderers. He used adulterers. He used some of the worst people, tax collectors, to actually spread the gospel and to be some of the premier and foundational characters who teach us and who wrote a vast majority of the Bible.
So is there anybody that's too bad that God can't save?
I don't believe so.
Amen. I totally agree with you. And for anybody that's listening out here, you know, God loves you and he wants to, he created you. and he wants to use you. Speaking of the gospel, Pastor, I know that recently, you know, you do an amazing post on social media, on TikTok, on Instagram. And by the way, guys, if you're not following Andrew F. Carter on all these mediums, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, make sure you follow him. His post will absolutely bless you. I'm getting blessed by his post. Again, all of his social media sites, it's Andrew F. Carter. So make sure you follow him there. But Pastor, you know, recently I've seen you do a couple of posts, and you said something to the effect of, you know, I want to make sure that my posts are more than just inspirational, that they're really rooted in the gospel. And could you break that down for our listeners?
Yeah, you know, the Bible is more than just used for motivational purposes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You get a lot of t-shirts and hats, Philippians 4:13, you know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And I love that, right? It's not a knock on that. That's not a burn. I enjoy that. But the Bible is for salvation,
mm-hmm.
right? The Bible is to shine light on the persons of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. And too often I'm seeing, you know, us Christians using it to inspire or to make people feel good about themselves or to tickle ears, and we're not addressing the issue of sin or mm-hmm. addressing the issue of repentance or, you know, there's a very real consequence for those who don't put their faith in Christ. And we need to make sure that we're getting back to the basics of that. And I love the motivation. I love the inspiration. I love the encouragement that it brings, but it brings that for believers. Right, that's
yes.
for followers of Jesus. That's not for everybody, and we need to make sure that we're not watering it down.
Come on.
To tickle ears or just to make people feel good about themselves when they don't know Christ and they're living blatantly in sin. They need
Come on.
To know the consequences of their actions. We just got to get back to basics.
That's good. Let me ask you this. I mean, it's a real simple question for our listeners. You know, what is the consequence if you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ?
Separation from God, eternal separation from God. In other words, hell.
Yeah, yeah. And some people don't like to use that word, and you know, and I'm glad that you're not ashamed to say the truth. But for somebody that, let's say, doesn't want to go to hell and is kind of realizing that today, and you know, wants to do something about it, what would you say to that person, Pastor?
Put your faith in Christ. Believe in his death, burial, and resurrection. Believe that he was the Son and is the Son of God, and that he was sent here to this earth, and that he lived a life that was perfect, right? He didn't make a mistake. He was flawless. He was our perfect sacrifice for our sins. And by putting your faith in Jesus, right, and it's just a belief.
Mm-hmm.
Confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in his deity. And believe that he is who he said he was. And the penalty for your sins, which is eternal separation, which is hell, will be forgiven. That penalty will be waived, and you will have access to our Heavenly Father.
Amen. So good. Well, Pastor, a couple of things. Our time's going to go so quick here, but I do want to touch on a couple of things. You have a very successful ministry, and if you guys haven't seen Pastor Andrew, he's a, you know, pretty large buff dude with tattoos, good looking guy. What are you doing? I know there's been a lot of successful pastors recently who have found themselves in the traps of temptation and have fallen, you know, I'm just going to say it, to sexual temptation, and have fallen short. And because personally, they just didn't have the guardrails, parameters in place. Pastor, what are you doing to set up parameters in your life so that you don't fall victim to things of the world?
Man, I have an accountability group. I have strong men in my life who we pray together. We send each other daily scriptures and verses. You know, it's this group of transparency, right? There's no temptation, there's no guilt, there's no sin too mm-hmm. great mm-hmm. that we can discuss, right?
That's
I believe good. That it starts with being open, honest, and transparent with one another. And, you know, I believe that the enemy wants to divide people, and he wants to make people feel like they're alone or ashamed or guilty of those thoughts or ideas that might rise up.
Come on.
And it's important that, you know, with being honest and open and transparent, that you have individuals who you can confide in without the fear of being judged or having a finger wagged at you, but others who will lift you up and pray for you and intercede. And a lot of the time, when you're by yourself and you're just keeping that in, you're holding it in, and you're kind of mulling it over, right? The enemy can get a hold of that and manipulate it and twist it. But when you start to speak it out, when you come outside and put it into the light and start backing it up with scripture and allowing others to speak into your life, it becomes a lot easier.
No, that's so good, man. We got to put that scripture. You got to be in the scripture, and then you got to speak it and put it into practice. Pastor, what are some of your future goals for your ministry?
You know, it's up to God, honestly. I'm living day to day, and new opportunities are coming up on a regular basis. I mean, in my own heart, because it says a man can establish, you know, we can come up with a plan, but God establishes our steps.
Yes.
And so my plan, I believe, my personal plan, I'd love to have my own church, a brick and mortar facility at some point. God willing. But right now, you know, I see God as he's sending me in different directions. Yeah. I'm going to different churches. I'm traveling. I'm speaking. And, you know, only God knows, man. I don't know. I'm loving doing what I'm doing.
That's awesome. Speaking of the church, what do you think about the current state of church? And what are some areas that the church can do better?
Man, I think that the current state of the church is, you know, it just really depends. I see a revival on the horizon. Like it feels like because this post-COVID or, you know, this post-lockdown, people are hungry. People are hungry and they want more. I feel like a lot of people found Christ or, you know, rededicated their lives to Christ during this lockdown. So I think in areas we're thriving, in areas, you know, we're doing well. There's more and more people who are rising up. I was exposed to a whole list and of new Christian influencers and people who are on fire for God with similar visions who want to take this nation back for Jesus. So I think in a lot of places we're doing well, contrary to what the media or what news would have think. I think that there's a lot of strength, but areas that we can work on. I believe would just, like I said before, getting back to basics, you know, not relying on the mega church or not relying on props or preaching a message to make people feel good. It's
Come
not
on.
About filling seats. It's about saving souls.
Come on.
And at the end of the day, as a pastor and as an influencer, I'm creating content and these messages not just to make Christians smile or to give them a safe space. I'm trying to reach the lost. I'm trying to save souls. So it's fine. You know, I've personally found a balance. If some of my content is for Christians, you know, people who are following Jesus, but some of my content is for the lost sheep.
Amen. Amen. Pastor, if people want to reach out to you, get a hold of you for speaking engagements or for other purposes, where would they reach you at?
Yeah, the email would be best. Email me at info@andrewfcarterministries.org.
Fantastic. Well, man, we're going to keep the thing rolling here. We got some more music coming up to right now. Rainy Day by DYP. But keep it locked. We got Pastor Andrew F. Carter on the line. This is an amazing show. But right now, we got Rainy Day by DYP. Let's go.
Life is painful, that's how the game go. I'm going through the same, bro. But I'm grateful, cause my God is faithful. Went from hating on the rain to now waiting for the rainbow. It ain't about the fame, yo, I said it before. And yeah, I've been through pain, but I'm letting it go. Satan still come around and try to mess with me, though. But I'm blessed by the best, so I ain't stressing it, yo. Let the rains come down, let it water the earth. It's like Isaiah 55, everything has a purpose. A seed sown is first grown beneath the surface, and then it breaks through and bears fruit. That's worship. That's what I'm doing through these verses. Plant the seed and let the Holy Spirit work it. The word connects like it's written out in cursive and brings you in the truth you won't find in Google searches. I used to be nervous stepping foot inside of churches. Felt I was worthless because I wasn't perfect. Now that's a lie coming straight from the serpent, cause Jesus paid the price, Lord, I thank you for your purchase.
Word up, that's how I used to feel, man. I used to feel like I need to get myself fixed up before I come to God, you know what I mean?
That's a lie coming straight from the serpent, cause Jesus paid the price, Lord, I thank you for your purchase.
You know the things that I go through. Oh, my rainy days, oh, my blurry haze. You're always there when I need you, cause you are here to stay with me every day.
Yeah, I hope you're feeling the flow.
There's blood coursing through my veins and I'm feeling the flow. Sins are like scarlet now they're white as snow. And blessed is the man whose spirit is pure. And my spirit is pure. And I need to feed my soul. Hunger for the truth we all searching to know. And are you searching to know? Are you wasting away? Think the world got you covered yet you wander astray. They switching sides like I'ma switch the flow. They twisted lies and do you wanna know the whole truth and nothing but the truth? This my sworn testimony, yeah, my life is proof. And I'm a mess, I must confess. The wilderness, my God will test. Back in the corner, I'm a rope-a-dope. Holding to the end, Jesus, my one hope. Feel the pain flow, deep in my soul. I was shameful, I was hateful. Yet I'm grateful, my God is faithful. I'ma let go and see my faith grow. Yeah.
Yeah.
You are faithful to me.
Yeah.
Every day, you're always there for me. Yeah, yeah. You are always there for me. Yeah, yeah.
Yo, this feels right, right here. You know what I mean?
You know the things that I go through. My rainy days, oh, my blurry haze. Oh, 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 ooh, ooh. Oh, 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 ooh, ooh. You know. Oh, my blurry haze. You're always there when I need you, cause you are here to stay with me every day.
Yeah, I hope you're feeling the flow. I hope you're feeling the flow. I hope you're feeling the flow. You hear my voice, but the Holy Spirit's stealing the show.
Through all the joys and the sorrows, we thank you for our todays and tomorrows. Father God, we give you praise, no matter the weather, even on the rainy days.
No matter where I go, no matter what I feel you in the rain.
He did it. My sins are forgiven. He did it. He did it. He did it. He did it. My sins are forgiven. He did it. He did it. He did it. He did it. My sins are forgiven. He did it. He did it. He did it. He did it. I swear that he did it. I know that it's finished. He did it. He did it. He did it. My sins are forgiven. He did it. He did it. He did it. He did it. My sister forgiven, he did it. He did it, he did it, he did it. My sister forgiven, he did it. He did it, he did it, he did it. I swear that he did it, I know that it's finished. I made it out of everything. No, it's my God who reigns. I made it out of everything. No, it's my God that came. I made it out of everything. I ain't gonna feel no pain. I made it out of everything. Yo, I've been saved by grace. I made it out of everything. By my God who reigns. Gave his breath to me. Now I can finally see. Hear the words that he said to me. He said, son, go out and be free. Yeah, like Jordan and Pippen, we really been winning. My Lord, he is willing. So Satan, come get it. They know I'm the illest. My God is the realest. My sister forgiven. Now I'm on a mission to tell out the millions to save all the children. No, he is risen. There's no competition. He told me, go get it. No gold or no rich. Get out of the trenches to show what is finished. The loaf and the fish. He really is giving. He really is giving. Just know that he did it. No sticks or no stones. It's yes or it's no. I'm out on the road. Selling out shows. I don't want to go home. And I'm on the road. Yeah, I'm on the road. Doing my own. I was alone. Now on his phone. I said I'm a blow. Just so you know. Watch what you told. His murder, she wrote. They say I'm a joke. He did it, he did it, he did it. My sister forgiven, he did it. He did it, he did it, he did it. My sister forgiven, he did it. He did it, he did it, he did it. My sister forgiven, he did it. He did it, he did it, he did it. I swear that he did it. I know that it's finished. He did it, he did it, he did it. My sister forgiven, he did it. He did it, he did it, he did it. My sister forgiven, he did it. He did it, he did it, he did it. My sister forgiven, he did it. He did it, he did it, he did it. I swear that he did it. I know that it's finished. He did it, he did it, he did it. My sister forgiven, he did it. He did it, he did it, he did it. My sister forgiven, he did it. He did it, he did it, he did it. My sister forgiven, he did it. He did it, he did it, he did it. I swear that he did it. I know that it's finished.
That was Young Drew with the song He Did It. I love Young Drew. He's doing some great things. He's an artist out of Jacksonville. Before that, we had DYP with Rainy Day. On the phone with me right now, I got Pastor Andrew F. Carter. Major. What is that? I'm making my own words. Major. Can I speak right? Major social media influencer and pastor. All kinds of great things. But Andrew, it's been so good to speak with you and have you on the show, and we're getting ready to close out here, but as we do close, do you have any closing thoughts for the listeners, Pastor?
Yeah, you know, if I could say one thing, you guys could take one thing from this, is that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and that all of the things that you're chasing after, you know, they'll never, ever equate to the plan, the purpose, and the will that he has for your life. And I'm speaking from experience. As far as the world's concerned, I've achieved financial success. I have accolades. I have trophies. I have diplomas. I'm well-traveled. I've done all of those things that so many people, try and they try to attain, and they believe will bring them happiness or will give them an identity or will make them feel good about themselves. And after achieving all of those things, I still was empty. I was still, lost, confused. And the only thing that has ever satisfied or given me purpose or has made me feel good or brought true joy is a relationship with Jesus Christ. So let go of all of those other things and pursue Christ.
Amen. And Pastor, for somebody that's listening right now, if they haven't given their life to Jesus, would you lead them in that opportunity?
Most definitely. If you want to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, if you want to put your faith in him, I would have you say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, for too long, I've kept you out of my life. I believe that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. Lord, I will no longer close the door when I hear you knocking. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I trust you as my Lord and Savior. I thank you, Jesus, for coming to this earth. I believe that you are the Son of God, that you died on the cross for my sins, and that you rose from the dead on the third day. I am eternally thankful and grateful that you bore my sins and give me the gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. And right now, I ask that you would come into my heart.
Yes, Lord.
and be my Lord and Savior of my life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You can't say it better than that. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you being on the show. Pastor Andrew F. Carter, people. One more time. Warm up. There we go. Thank you so much, yeah. man. God bless you, bro. God bless your ministry.
You're welcome.
And I pray that we get work together again sometime. But until next time, people, keep it locked. The J-Dub 561 Show. We'll catch you next time. God bless. Peace.
Well, I just heard the news today. It seems my life is gonna change.